Chapter 4. Beliefs, Myths and Legends. Magic and superstition are an important part of South African culture. Here are four widely held beliefs which still exist today. Witch doctors. The belief in witch doctors is very strong in South Africa. In fact, about 60% of South Africans visit a witch doctor when they are ill or have problems. There are 8 times more traditional healers than medical doctors in South Africa. Witch doctors can be men or women. Some witch doctors perform spiritual healing by getting advice from their ancestors. They do this in a ceremony called throwing the bones. They throw bones, animal bones, shells or stones, and interpret their ancestors' messages from the way the bones fall. Many witch doctors use medicine called muti, the Zulu word for tree. This is made from natural products to cure illnesses or even to help a person find love. In Johannesburg, there are muti markets that sell strange objects for use in traditional healing. Muti can contain ingredients like dried animal parts. The Rain Queen. The Balobedu people of the Limpopo province believe that the success of their agriculture depends on a woman called the Rain Queen. They believe that this mysterious woman has special powers to control the clouds and rainfall. In November, the annual rainmaking ceremony takes place at the Rain Queen's royal palace in Ketlakon village. People believe that she can bring the rain for agriculture through rituals and by asking her divine ancestors for help. She has to provide rain for 150 villages, and her people fear and respect her. Her own gardens are green and have dense vegetation and rare trees as a symbol of her powers. The Rain Queen has many distinguished servants, all of them from villages all over the Balobedu Kingdom. They usually come from the houses of the village chiefs. The Rain Queen is not permitted to get married, but she can have children with honourable men, and these men will provide good successors. According to custom, the Rain Queen can only communicate with her people through her male counsellors. The last queen, Makobo Constant Mojaji, was the 6th and youngest Rain Queen in the history of the Balobedu. But she died on the 12th of June 2005 at the age of 27. She left a baby daughter, but the little girl was too young to take the throne. This usually passes from mother to the eldest daughter. A Rain Queen's death is supposed to bring natural disasters such as drought, famine and disease. The Tokolosh. In black folklore, many people are frightened of a mischievous evil spirit called the Tokolosh. This creature takes many forms, but always has a stone in its mouth. The stone makes it invisible. According to legend, the only way to keep the Tokolosh away at night is to put something like a brick or a paint can under each leg of your bed. Because of this, many Africans raise their beds off the ground so the Tokolosh can't reach them. People believe one of the Tokolosh's favourite hobbies is stealing milk from cows. If the farmer wants to catch the Tokolosh, he gets help from a witch doctor. The witch doctor makes muti, and after the Tokolosh touches this potion, it becomes visible. The witch doctor can then kill it. The legend of Jan van Hunks. During the summer months, when the southeast wind blows, Cape Town's most famous tourist attraction, Table Mountain, is covered with a white cloud, which some people call a tablecloth. According to an ancient myth, this tablecloth was created by a smoking contest between the devil and a Dutch pirate called Captain Jan van Hunks. Jan van Hunks lived at the foot of Table Mountain and was a heavy pipe smoker. Every day he climbed the mountain and sat in his favourite place to smoke. One day, the old pirate was surprised to see a stranger sitting in his place, dressed in black. The stranger wore a large hat, and it almost covered his face. Van Hunks was astonished when the man greeted him by name and asked for some tobacco. Van Hunks boasted about his tobacco. "Only I can smoke such a large quantity of it," he said. "Nonsense," replied the stranger. "I can easily smoke as much, if not more, than you, old pirate." Angrily, Van Hunks challenged him to a smoking contest. Soon, huge clouds of smoke poured from the top of Table Mountain. The contest continued all day long. Finally, unable to continue, the stranger leaned forward, and his hat fell from his head. It was the devil himself, and he was furious. "I beat you in the contest, devil," shouted Van Hunks. Suddenly there was a flash of lightning, and Van Hunks and the stranger disappeared into the smoke. According to legend, the cloud of tobacco smoke they left behind became Cape Town's famous tablecloth.